Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here, shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that job. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
Whoops, caught me talking.
Oh, yeah, we got a crowded night here. You
well,
want you won't buy me?
Damon's
I can get
away,
it.
Like.
I can get it, Damon. Not a big deal. I was going to stand up so you could.
I've noticed
do
that I've
that.
Gotten older when I try to suck in my gut to let somebody buy. I don't move as much as I used to. There's like
me. There's not as much room
not
left
a lot
anymore.
Of gut suckage there. Hey, that
what's
was
up?
Tricky to say that. Hey, we hadn't been in the studio, the Edwards Food Giant studio.
For like 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah, because we did an on-site at our wonderful friend Southern Tail Brewing. And I stopped by there tonight to get their new Oktoberfest, which they're canning. So
yeah.
The big news is they're canning.
Did you get some to go?
I got a four-pack. Well, that's all because they had a party, so you had to
– yeah.
It was they had the whole place rented out. It was some big
we
party.
We saw our friend Keisha that's in tonight came by – as well, we got a crazy packed show tonight.
Really big show.
And it's kind of been planned out a little bit. And oddly, when we plan them, they don't ever work out. So
thanks to Cassie organizing the Lost 40 section. I feel like
I wonder if she would. I wonder if we could hire her as a producer. I mean, we don't pay good.
You can hire
but
anyone. It just it depends on how much
we don't
you
pay
offer.
Good, but we we definitely can give beer or whatever. I don't know.
Everyone has a price. Maybe $10,000 a show or something.
Yeah, that would be nice if we made that. So, unfortunately,
I hope they're tech savvy.
That's our trusty producer, Mr. Damon. I noticed he wasn't wearing his Rendezvous Junction shirt.
No, I got to get him another shirt now so he can rotate. I got to find another train shirt of some sort.
All right. Oh,
and Bryce
I didn't even have a drink yet.
And
about
Bryce just fell
chair.
Out of his chair. That's the first
time. I think we kind of rushed into the studio, and we're trying to get all set up. And
we're on our 10-year anniversary coming up, and that's the first time you've fallen out of your chair.
And I hadn't even had a drink
into the show.
Since lunch today.
Not the beginning of the show.
And let me turn you guys on. Y'all, when y'all speak, pull those microphones. There we go. Yeah, speak. Yeah. Hey, Keisha, when you speak, you don't have to make out with a microphone, but you want to get close to it.
What if I want to?
Well, that's up to you. We got our friends from the Central Arkansas Fermenters in tonight for their
special reason.
Well, you know, we
it is festival month.
It definitely is festival month, and we've got two guests tonight with them, and then we have another guest. Chops from Lost 40, who is going to join us after this segment, and we're going to talk Festival of Darkness. But first, we're going to go to the Central Arkansas Fermenters with Little Rocktoberfest happening this Saturday.
Yep.
What's on tap for it?
A whole bunch of good stuff. I think we've got 16 or 17 breweries. Is that right?
Yes, we've got 16 commercial brewers, and we've got about 15 home brewers. So we've got about 30, 31 tents that are going to be set up. It's going to be awesome. And we've got all of the home brewers interspersed with the commercial brewers. So,
which is one of the great things about this festival.
Yes.
A lot of homebrew, a lot of stuff you can't get elsewhere. Always very well organized because y'all been doing it a long time. Now, I don't know that y'all have been there for everyone. Bones may have been there for everyone.
I've been there since the Rick's Armory ones.
Oh, that's way back then.
Well, man, that might have been our question tonight, Bones, but not. Hey, we do have a couple of pair of tickets for them, and since you guys are on this first segment and debating to stay the whole show, Keisha, you thought of a question there in the green room that you wanted to ask.
Yeah, throw that out there.
I did. Most people don't know this or realize this, but beer is really only made from four ingredients. Every beer you try is made from four ingredients.
All right, if you know those four ingredients, 661-1037, call in because we have a pair of tickets to give away, and we just want to give enough time, let our listeners out there, our one or two. Well, we shrunk down to two tonight because we normally have three in Keisha's in studio. So, therefore, I think we have two listeners tonight.
Right, because remember, I'm
you
I'm
and Joe.
One.
Joe listens.
No, technically, she's still listening.
Yeah.
She's just listening from the studio.
A fan one, fan two representing here.
We're going to tell you. Yeah, we'll just, we already have, we may have an answer. But anyway, let's get back to Little Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Where is it this year, and how can we get tickets?
So, this year it is at, we've actually partnered with Dogtown Throwdown. So North of Rock is shutting down Main Street.
Yep.
We've rented the plaza. So
yeah,
we're gonna be in the Argenta Plaza. It gates open at 5 p.m. for VIPs. Open at 6 for general admission.
VIP, tell us about that.
VIP.
Why do I want a VIP?
You get in an hour early.
Oh.
And
you get to try beers that may not be there at 6 o'clock.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. You get so you got
those specialty ones that everybody wants, and then
so you
like,
miss that crowd at the
exactly.
beginning. You kind of get an hour of smaller crowds.
Yeah, walking that, around and enjoying some good beers.
Yes,
if there are some small batches of beers,
yes,
you'll be guaranteed to get those.
Yes. And we've pre-sold a lot of
VIP. Really? Okay.
So expect a big crowd at 5 o'clock. So you definitely
so
want to get in. Pardon?
Do you remember the number so far? Is how many VIPs we sold?
We've sold over 100.
Yeah.
But you've still got some left on the VIP?
Oh, we do.
I believe so, yes.
And you've still got, obviously, regular tickets left.
And VIP is open until 6 o'clock.
Well, that Argenta Plaza, you can fit a lot of people in there.
You can.
Is it the plaza?
It is the plaza.
We're you can get a lot of folks in there.
And for those listeners out there that may not be familiar with that, they also hold the Arkansas Times Craft Beer Festival there. So
yes.
If you've ever been there, that's a great spot they've redone
big space.
It.
Yes.
We went to, they had a show there Saturday night, a concert, you know, on that stage. There were hundreds of people there, and it didn't even feel crowded still.
Right.
Yes.
So, yeah, you got a lot of room there. Because I remember we used to have it in the, I say we, like I'm part of it. I used to go every year, still do. Up in the ballpark, and I loved it in that concourse. I thought the ballpark was so great, especially in case it rained. There's no rain coming this Saturday.
Yes.
But it'd get kind of tight when you're moving through there, and you wanted to go from one end to the other, and you might be Argenta Plaza, no problem.
Yes.
I mean, you're walking around, plenty of room, elbow room.
Yep.
Lines can form without getting all packed up.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
That's a great spot.
Weather's supposed to be perfect.
Perfect.
I've been watching it like a hawk for the last 3 weeks. A couple other things I wanted to mention about Little Rocktoberfest is we're going to have a DJ there. So we're going to have music inside the hog pen. For those of you that may not be familiar with inside the hog pen, Razorback, Zach Kerr, and Marcus MC Carlton do a broadcast every Wednesday at 8 p.m. They talk about all things Arkansas Razorbacks. So they're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to have the game. On, I know it starts at, I think kickoff is at noon, I believe. But we're going to have post-show stuff. He's also going to be helping with the Steinhoist competition that we're going to be having.
I'm not good at the Steinhoist.
By the time we start the event, the game will be over.
3:15.
Yeah. But
games at 3:15
this Saturday.
Oh,
the game's at 3:15?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So it'd be till end, and hopefully we're coming up on a Bobby P's
kickoff at
great return and get that win.
We should be up 48-20 by the time the festival gets going.
We may have 48, but they may have 48 as well.
Wait, now is this basketball? Because I was thinking it was basketball.
Oh, yeah.
My bad.
So I got to ask this. Bones, you just poured us your famous jalapeno ale. Mm-hmm. If this beer wasn't at Little Rocktoberfest, could you really call it Little Rocktoberfest?
I don't know. I've been making it for over 10 years easily, if not longer.
Classic.
So what other – give us some hints on the listeners out there that – and remember, we've got we've got a pair of tickets to give away. Which four ingredients are in every single beer ever made? 661-1037 will get you a couple tickets if you have that answer. So you guys have a lot of buddies in the Central Arkansas Fermenters. I know a few people in it. I know there's some great beer made, but is there anything in particular that y'all know that's going to be there that somebody should go check out? And if this is y'all's beers too, including your beers.
No, actually, somebody made a monster IPA. And when you see the amount of hops that he put in this thing, there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of different hops. It's going to be a really, really huge IPA. I'm looking forward to trying
it. So whose table will that be at?
Brian English made
it. Okay, Brian English, great brewer. I think he's been on before.
Him and I were on last year.
Yeah, okay.
He was the president last year. I'm the president this year.
So, Keisha, what do you recommend besides something you make? Because I know you make fantastic beer, too.
I see a little cooler sitting over there behind her.
Yeah. I think Joe
may have sent us some treats.
Yes, we did. There's an interesting beer, and I wish I could remember off the top of my head. It's called an Ute, U-T-E, and I want to say it's a purple potato kind of vegetable.
It's a vegetable. It's a Japanese vegetable, I believe.
I would bet Bones, for y'all don't know, he runs that beer department over at Whole Foods. Do you guys sell a Ute at Whole Foods?
We do.
All right.
Very good. So that'll be there. And, of course, Woodcraft, we're going to have four on at our tent.
Always good.
Thank you very much. We absolutely love brewing for this event. And all of our homebrewers are so excited. Everybody's bringing their A games. And every year, everybody tries to
outdo everybody.
Rising tide. What's that saying? Rising tide raises all ships.
Ships, yeah. Yes.
Other than Arkansas homebrewers, who can we expect?
We have Flyway's going to be there. Southern Tail's going to be there.
Is Lost 40 going to be there?
Lost 40 is going to be
there. Because I like
there.
Lost 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking like there's somebody from Lost 40 in the room.
And forgive me if I don't recall everybody. I can pull it up real quick.
Well, you know how you find out? You come to it.
Exactly.
You come to it.
Exactly.
Well, half the people that brew at half of these places are formerly homebrewers in Central Arkansas. Exactly. Some of the best brewers at some of the best breweries we have.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Started here.
Oh, let's taste this beer, guys.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you've been doing, but I've already tasted it.
What do you think of it?
It's great. The pepper comes through. It's not hot. It's
not
more
super,
on the back end.
Hot. I've been working on that.
It's kind of subtle.
I've had it throughout the years, and some years I will say, sometimes
there was Pepsi bottle on my tap because it was like you need something.
Yeah, but no, that's got a good taste to it. The back end is really, it hits that heat note, and it's really more just spice. Mm-hmm. It's not hot.
Yeah.
So
right. I had a coworker come up to me yesterday and ask about the festival, and he said, "Man, I had this one beer this one time. It was made. It had jalapenos in it." Yeah. I was like, "I know who it is, and it's gonna be there again this year." He was like, "I'm coming."
Do you know Keisha and I used to work in the same building?
Did you guys? Keisha.
Did.
Are you still?
I'm
there?
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Are you still in that building?
Yes.
I'm not in there.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to work in the same building with him.
I was wondering why I hadn't seen you lately.
I bumped into her, and I'm like, "Wait, do I know you?"
So let's talk tickets. I don't remember if we already
food.
Have.
No, we hadn't talked food.
Okay,
talk food.
Yeah,
food.
Talk food.
What
real
what
quick.
Do we eat while we're drinking all this excellent Arkansas
We've
beer?
We've got two food trucks that are going to be there. We have the Dogfather hot dog truck.
I haven't had that.
I know.
I've heard about that.
Either.
Okay.
And we have Tacos El Gordo.
Okay. Great truck.
So we've got a taco truck and a hot dog truck. So that's.
Now, it's also during the Dogtown Throwdown. So all the restaurants will be serving out there with us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. By, so. Yes.
That just sounds like a great night to get out.
It's
gonna
be
the
so
weather's
going
to be perfect.
And speaking of, a great night, and I'll take $25 for a general admission. That's cheaper than like date night.
Right.
You get two people for $50.
And have you ever bought beers in a bar?
Yeah.
That's about four beers
you can
nowadays.
You easily rack up $25 tab.
$25 is literally with tip probably two beers.
Yes.
Two to maybe three beers with a tip.
And VIP is only $40.
Yeah.
Man, that's
so
crazy.
So it's insane. One of the other things I wanted to mention real quick, not only is it a fun time, but every year we pick a charity that we promote and sponsor, and they help us. This year we've partnered with WOW, which is Women's Own Worth. I love this charity. Rebecca, she's amazing. She just won an award for her service work. Mm-hmm. This charity is dedicated to helping women get out of domestic violence situations. So they provide them with all of the resources they need, housing,
awesome,
healthcare, transportation, childcare, anything they need to get out of that situation, get back on their feet, and get their life established outside of that. Their website is womensownworth.com. I encourage everybody.
Is it Arkansas-based or
is it
a national thing?
It is here
Arkansas,
in Little Rock,
great.
Yes. And they just do amazing work.
Hey, so you know your money's going to help people right here in our community. Right.
Absolutely. Community.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we're so excited to have them. And, you know, they've been great. So we're happy. A portion of our proceeds from our ticket sales and everything goes to that charity. Right. So we want to
well,
we
you can't
cut
have
them
a beer
big
fest.
Check.
You can't have a beer festival without benefiting someone else.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole point.
Right.
Pretty much of a beer festival is let's go get together and have some great beers and give somebody else some money from it.
Right. Right. And,
exactly.
And as a club, that's been our mission is to.
Wonderful.
Real quick, tickets, will they be available there on site, or they have to all be purchased through you guys' website, Little Rock Toberfest?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because this year we are doing a cashless store.
Okay.
So we encourage you to purchase them in advance on our website, littlerocktoberfest.com. If you are at Dogtown Throwdown and you just
you
walk
can't
up,
purchase them at the door, though.
There will be a QR code. You scan.
Sweet.
We'll get you in.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break, and if you two want to stay, you're more than welcome, and we can figure that out. I know y'all have a meeting y'all are trying to get to. We meant to call and tell them y'all may be a little late.
You're going to have to pour some of those beers for you later.
All right. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Life comes at you fast, especially behind the wheel. So if you think it's no big deal to drive a little over the speed limit, think again. In a collision with a pedestrian or bicyclist, it can mean the difference between life and death. Getting somewhere a couple of minutes faster isn't worth someone's life. Let's look out for each other by following posted speed limits. Drive aware. Save lives. A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Fall is the perfect time to spruce up the exterior of your home or your business. And if you're like me, there's only one company to call, CertaPro Painters. What stands out the most? Their attention to detail. They carefully prep every surface, make sure trim lines are sharp, and even touch up any small spots, even ones you didn't notice, at no extra charge. They go the extra mile because they want you to be happy and they care about their work. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. For your home or business, make sure you schedule CertaPro. Don't wait. Their calendar fills up quick. Schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C.
Did you hear about a beer on tap time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo. Could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty outside, some lemonade will be nice. Got the spice from the top to a VK. Got a bottle of drink, fuck girls. Got the bait on the phone for G. I got some icing. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, no kidding.
I'm going to say this right quick, Scott. And Keisha, don't take offense to this, but when you said you had a homebrew seltzer, I was just kind of curious as we were talking in the break. Is it going to taste chemically or what? You guys knocked that one out of the park.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna say this. Anybody out there, go find Woodcraft Brewing, Keisha and Joe, and check out their
Pina Colada
seltzer, because like we all just said, this literally tastes like a professional brewer.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's really well
this
done.
This tastes like this could have come out of Lost 40s tanks.
Well, if you guys are hiring.
Mark,
thank you very much.
Mark Hooper going to love this one. This is a Mark Hooper beer.
That is. And speaking of Mark.
He got a new job.
Well, I think it's a side gig, yeah. but he wants to come on, and maybe next show we'll get him and Don Ryan, both of them have, Reverend Don, as a lot of people may know him. The Reverend has been around the Little Rock. Both of them been around the Little Rock bar scene for years, decades probably. Have opened a new place downtown.
Got a little Asian place
flair.
On Capitol Avenue. It's right by
the
AC
old
Marriott
Southern Gourmetian building.
The old downtown music for those old metalheads that remember going and smashing our heads.
But
in there.
They opened a Asian fusion. And I looked at the menu, literally open yesterday, so hopefully.
Yeah, I saw a pretty good line there. You know, people, I work right there, and I was walking by, and it was like, oh, they're going, man.
So we're
going
to get those guys on probably next show, but Keisha, I did want to say, man, that is excellent.
Thank
you. Anybody going, go check this out. And remember, we still have a couple tickets to give away for the four main ingredients in beer. 661-1037.
We've also got a wheat beer from Woodcraft that we're trying. Now tell us a little about that one.
Yes, so this is our I Donut Care. It is a glazed donut wheat beer. So we brewed our base wheat and added some flavoring to make it taste like a donut. Last year when we were at Little Oktoberfest, we did a coffee and donuts theme. So we had our donut wheat and then we had our coffee porter.
I didn't know I was nice. Having Shipley's tonight. That's I literally just tasted it, and it reminded me of the little white flakes off of Shipley's that, like, are left on the plate that, I don't know about y'all, but I take my thumb finger and just, like, grab them and lick them. That's what
glazed
did y'all use?
Donut.
How's the process of making that?
Well, like I said, we brewed our base wheat beer, and then we added the flavoring to it. So that's how we came about.
I had three fantastic beers in studio.
So far.
So far.
There's another big festival happening this same month that's turned into, I don't know, this festival is kind of cross-country. People started talking about this one because it's unique, I think. And there's always some cool theme to it. And people go all out. It's a festival of darkness that Lost 40 puts on.
We're going to take this one live. Caller, you're on the air.
Wonderful. So I've got the four main ingredients of beer.
All right. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Tommy from Pine Bluff.
Tommy from Pine Bluff. All right. If you get the four ingredients, you're going to get a couple of – what kind of tickets are those, Keisha?
We have two VIP tickets to give away and two general admission tickets.
So, Tommy – you can have your. I think I know what you're gonna take, but we'll give you your choice. All right, what are those four ingredients?
It's gonna be water, barley, hops, and yeast.
Yeah,
oh. That's it.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, Damon. I'm gonna put Tommy from Pine Bluff on hold. You can keep Mason because I'm gonna come to him too. And will you grab Tommy, give Damon your email, and somebody from Central Arkansas Firmaires is going to send you an email with
some
tickets.
Good work, Tommy. I lost faith in him halfway through.
Guys.
All right, thanks for listening.
I thought he wasn't going to make it, and he did.
All right, let's go, Mason. Mason, can you give me the four ingredients made beer is made of?
I think it's hopped yeast, like, some sort of malt and water.
That's it.
That's awesome, man. Now, granted, we just gave away the VIP tickets, but we're going to get you a couple general admission tickets. Mason, cool. I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to need to give Damon your email, and somebody will be in sending you these tickets. Thanks, Mason.
Awesome.
I thought that'd be fun. Let's go to the next caller and say, let's just do the same question.
That's great.
I want those tickets to be used. I want somebody to come out.
Exactly. Oh, we want them to come out. And absolutely.
And speaking of festivals.
Speaking of festivals.
Yes.
We have one of the most revered festivals, I think, in town. Not only for the beer there, but you guys also have homebrewers there. But you guys have breweries that typically aren't sold in the state that come in. Chops, as I'm looking at this list, and I got to tell, we know Cassie's out there listening. Cassie, you did a fantastic job. Chops says he cannot go off script, that he's only allowed to speak of what was written.
I mean,
but
she set you up for success tonight. You're going to come away looking so good from this.
I've come a long way surrounding myself with smart women.
Yeah,
and
we
see,
all have.
That alone is a very smart thing to say.
Yes.
You're very wise.
But what's up, Chops? Been a minute since you've been on.
It has. What? Has it been a year?
Probably.
No,
Cassie was on, and what's the
– a couple months ago.
And I always forget her name, the brewer, the girl.
Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, Jordan was on. Cassie and Jordan were on. And I want to say they were on like the last couple times.
It's,
so I think
it's just been a couple months ago.
Yeah. But anyway, Festival of Darkness, October 25th at you guys' place down there in the East Village.
We're gearing up.
And from the looks of it, I'm going to guesstimate 30 or so breweries being represented across the South.
Last I heard it was 40.
Okay. Well, I said guesstimate. I'm just seriously guesstimate.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I see a couple on here I hadn't been to, so I feel a little like
I see a bunch of.
The cool thing about this every year is like you get to meet new people. You can also see people that you hadn't seen in a year, so it's starting to be really it's always been a fun thing.
And I'm also seeing 8 breweries on here that have never made an appearance at a festival at Festival of Darkness that you guys will be.
I am seeing two that as well.
To include Avery Brewing, Bloody Darn Good, and Little Rock. I know nothing about that, considering it says Little Rock, Arkansas.
I've got them in the fridge right now.
They're okay. Okay, I got you.
It's non-alcoholic.
Greenhouse Ale Works, High Cotton out of Memphis.
Been there.
Memphis made.
Been there.
Our favorite, one of our local favorites, Moody Brews. And that surprises me. But then you think about it, and really Moody Brews is only, in this concept, current form, has only been around a couple of years.
Right.
Like last year, he was just getting open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, well. He would love to have been there.
Yeah.
He was
doing everything he could just to keep up with the demand out of the tap room. Stoic Brews Alternative in Bentonville. I'm curious, is that a gluten free?
That's a gluten free. Yeah.
And
they got a great little setup.
And then a place.
I haven't had it yet. I'm looking forward to trying it.
It's right there in downtown.
And then a place I was at a few months ago down in New Orleans, Urban South. Remind me in the break, and I'll tell you all a funny story of me trying to get to Urban South.
I've eaten a table full of crawfish there and had some really good brews at their anniversary. Great brewery.
Cassie has been in touch with those guys. She's the marketing.
Yeah, now they're in the state. They've only been in the state about a year, I guess.
I think so.
But yeah, they're a fantastic brewery out of New Orleans.
They're not with me, man. I think that our friends over at CNM.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would say within the last years when I started seeing them pop up.
Okay.
Holy Roller, if you see that. You see a lot of tap handles of Holy Roller.
I had a little bit of that at their tap room.
Very good beer.
But the festival.
I haven't met him yet. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Festival, October 25th.
This year's theme, the Rodeo of No Return. Are you going to have a cowboy hat? I know you're dressing up.
I have a cowboy hat, but.
Are you going to give it away what your outfit's going to be? Outfit, does that sound right? Costume? I don't know. Outfit sound pretty good.
It's. Sometimes I start in an outfit, but by the end of
we don't want to know where you end up.
I am.
Hang on, let me get the finger on the dump button just in case.
I'm good, right?
Chops was like, "This isn't a podcast, right? Are we on live?" I said, "Absolutely."
Well, I was
hoping that there was at least like a
delay.
Exactly.
There's not.
There it is.
No delay. We're live.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Rocktown kills it every year. Every year they've got some great outfits.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
Every year,
for this.
Everyone else gets. Everyone sees what's going on,
and they have to get better.
And every year it gets better. Every year, I mean,
people go all out. I mean, there's some costumes that are like nuts.
I know that it's gonna get silly this year. I mean, it always does.
It's always
a fun time. You know, we're
always
full in on this rodeo theme. So,
well,
and y'all know how we do things.
One of the great things about it,
especially there,
I find is the music. You've always got great music, and it's kind of going all night. Who you got for us this year?
DJ AJ is playing. That's Amy Parker, Blake from Little Rock. And then we have Bad Habit after her.
Everybody knows Bad Habit in Little Rock. Yeah, they're great.
I've got a couple of Bad Habits.
I have a whole bunch.
I don't talk about those on the radio, though. And then we have a band called Rhinestone Revival. They're headlining the festival. I've seen pictures of them. I haven't gotten to listen to them yet. The girls tell me that they're really exciting.
Better be some dance music because by that last band, everybody's dancing.
Everybody.
That dance floor gets packed.
Whether you said you weren't going to dance or not, you dance by the third band.
I mean,
be pretty.
I think they're more of like a country band. Country, I don't know if it's like country pop, but it's fun. You know, music from all over the 50s, 60s.
Can you line dance?
Can I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
The last time I got in a fight was trying to line dance
oh, wow.
at the Electric Cowboy. I think there was a nine.
You were aging ourselves out in the parking lot. Now you're really aging yourself in the studio.
That's not on Cassie's sheet.
Yeah,
that's...
yeah. Real quick, we want Cassie to make sure.
I haven't line danced since. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, that, I'm not going to do that.
That I want to
That's
see.
Just not well, for me. So
Rhinestone Revival delivers a boot-stomping, line-dancing, high-energy experience that gets every crowd on their feet, including Chops. So
if you come find me, I will dance.
No. My favorite thing about the festival, not the tunes, not any, it's the Nighty Night coming out. So when we come back, let's talk about variants of Nighty Night this year and this year's Nighty Night.
And
we might have some example.
I was going to say, I don't know if you know this, but I think there may be a special appearance by a Nighty Night from years past.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, anyway. All right, when we come back, we're going to drill Chops some more. We're going to make sure and make him read this front to back because we don't want Cassie's work to go unnoticed. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for import source seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is looking for 50 homeowners to participate in our Rake in the Fall Savings event. The first 50 homeowners who call will receive test market pricing on a beautiful new walk-in shower. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. In as little as one day, we'll take your old bathtub down to the studs and complete the installation of your brand new custom-designed walk-in shower. The first 50 homeowners who call Bath Makeover of Arkansas at 1-800-NEW-BATH will receive 75% off installation of a new walk-in shower. Ask about 18 months, no interest, no payments, senior and military discounts. Receive a $200 Amazon gift card with purchase and call 1-800-NEW-BATH now for a free $25 restaurant.com gift card with your free in-home estimate. That's right. The first 50 homeowners to call Bath Makeover of Arkansas at 1-800-NEW-BATH receive these special savings. Bath Makeover of Arkansas proudly serves the full state of Arkansas, offering custom bathing solutions such as bathtubs, showers, and walk-in bathtubs. In addition to a lifetime product warranty and 5-year workmanship warranty, Bath Makeover of Arkansas offers a price lock guarantee, meaning once you receive a free design consultation, your price is locked in no matter what. The first 50 homeowners who call Bath Makeover of Arkansas at 1-800-NEW-BATH will receive 75% off installation of a new walk-in shower. Ask about 18 months, no interest, no payments, senior and military discounts. Receive a $200 Amazon gift card with purchase and call 1-800-NEW-BATH now to receive a $25 restaurant.com gift card with your free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH, 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Pardon.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. Got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold. I need a 12-pack in a brown paper sack. I sit down in the back.
All right, we are back. Wow, that's good. I changed these headphones, and now I can actually hear myself. I couldn't hear myself before, but something happened.
The song there, that's Justin Moore, right? Headed to the county line to get a 12-pack. This beer we're about to drink, you don't want to go to the county line and get a 12-pack.
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
If you drink a 12-pack of this, you're going to be asleep.
12-pack will last me a month, or about 12 months.
This is their famous, kind of the point of the festival. Well, maybe it started this way, kind of the release of this big special beer they do every year.
Well, the festival's our birthday, so that's our official
the Reese
birthday beer.
Yeah. It's your anniversary party without it calling an anniversary party.
Right,
and I like the birthday party, that theme.
Yeah, we just throw it.
But correct me if I'm wrong, in addition
to variants,
because it falls perfectly on Halloween.
Everybody knows that.
In addition to the variants you always do, though, this beer is a little different every year, right? Different barrels, just a different method of production.
Yeah, that's really Jerry and Grant and Jerry kind of, deal with the barrel situation. And
so for those who don't know, just beginners, it's a stout.
It is an imperial stout. So it started out in the world as our Forest King, I believe.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Hey,
If I'm off, I'm an old man, and this was 10 years ago when we made that.
There was a Forest King.
If I'm wrong, I think I remember it right.
Real quick, I'm going to interrupt. One good thing, Facebook. One good thing about Facebook is it makes me remember birthdays, and I just happened to pull it up. You said Jerry and Grant, brewers at Lost 40, but I also see, I want to go wish out, I don't know if he's listening, maybe not, probably not, Omar's birthday today.
Omar, if you're listening, we should call Omar.
Should we?
We
could call him.
Not on his birthday. No, that's not true.
Not at this time.
But anyway, I opened up and saw that, and it was kind of, we got Lost 40 on. You said something about Grant and Jerry, and it's like, all right, happy birthday, Omar. So we'll get back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Omar's the original brewer. Did he come up with
it? We should get a picture 99? Together and send it to him. We
will during the break.
Now, did
we didn't tag him?
He may have come up with 99. I don't.
He
know.
Might have.
Came up with some great recipes when he first got.
I always tried to get him to make. You remember? All right, y'all are old as me.
What?
Do you remember River Rock Brewery?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was the head brewer there. That's how he came to Little Rock.
Yeah.
And he made the Sledgehammer there.
I don't remember that one,
dude. The Sledgehammer, it was like a double IPA. And this was back in 1998, 99. And he was making a double IPA down there. We didn't know what that was. We just thought it was,
Well,
it got us really drunk.
That's before they were even, it's where Bosco's was.
That was before
pre-Bosco's.
Yeah, that was.
On an old system that was beautiful. It had a copper, I think it was a
Pretty sure that the system that was there at Bosco's was the same system.
Yes, it was,
there.
Yeah.
And when, Damn Good finished brewing there.
Probably.
It was all the same system the whole time.
I think we have to say Darn Good on the air. It's Darn Good Brewing.
I didn't do that, did I?
No, that would be the one of the hosts, co-hosts of this show. But anyway, we just want to wish Omar a happy birthday, and we will do that.
Happy birthday, Omar. Seriously,
love you, brother. Let's get back. We're having this.
We're having 2017 version.
But you guys.
Oh, this is what we got.
Which aged well.
Yes.
Very well.
And, yeah, so I've been cleaning out my little dusty shelf of beers in one of my closets downstairs, and I found this and I thought of you guys, so I put it in the bag.
That's outstanding still. It's boozy.
Well, what are we tasting? And that's the cool thing about 99. What do you think?
Well, I get a lot of oak. Certainly get like some vanilla possibly there.
Get a little chocolate.
I mean, tons of it's gotten boozy.
Straight whiskey.
It's boozy. It's very. I don't remember what barrels 2017 was, but
that
I'm gonna look
like
it up.
A chocolate milk. Oh, whiskey.
That is.
I don't drink whiskey. I don't drink whiskey, and that tastes nothing like whiskey to me. But that also tells how different our palates are too.
Yeah.
But this year, you guys. Are doing a 90 Night Rider, an outlaw of an imperial stout tamed in bourbon barrels from our friends at Wonderfolk Spirits, another Arkansas company.
No, they're from Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Well, they could be.
Their hearts are in Arkansas.
Rested long and slow.
Their hearts are in Arkansas, and it's right over the border, and they're amazing people. And
I hear a lot about
them. Amazing job.
Yeah,
they
I've
have
never
a
been
great
there.
Quality product.
It's
and you'll come meet Andy. You'll never forget Andy. He's a great guy.
Go
ask him about some gin or some whiskey.
And it's Andy rested long and slow on Tahitian vanilla beans and rich cocoa nibs. Rider rolls in bold, smooth, and just a touch dangerous, coming in at 10.5 ABV.
Just a touch.
Listen, I want to question the 10.5 on this one. It says 10.5, but
we're not drinking.
This one says 10.5 on the can.
Hold on. I want to make a point. If it says it on the bottle,
that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't question brewers. Well, the 2017 this is what you want to know. 2017 was aged in Cabernet, bourbon, and rye whiskey barrels. You're aging it in a barrel, taking it out, putting it in another barrel, aging it for X days, months, weeks, whatever.
No.
And then
they age it in all and blend it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's always a blend of barrels.
Yeah.
We take those barrels. We brew this beer usually late January, early February. Put it in barrels.
You know how long they typically age it?
Well,
6-ish months.
I just said we brew it in February.
Hey, real quick before we run out of time on this break, you've got a couple tickets to give away, Chops, and 661-1037. And I love Cassie.
We've got some more variants to talk about too.
Well, I know.
We
I just want to get this
talking
out.
Talking about Andy.
What is the name of our flagship Pilsner that we retired from our year-end lineup in 2020 from Lost 40? Their flagship Pilsner. The name of Lost 40's flagship Pilsner that they retired in 2020.
Okay.
From their year-round lineup. If you can call in 661-1037 and give us the name of that answer, I have you two tickets to Festival of Darkness, the Rodeo of No Return.
One of the country's best beer festivals.
100%. 100%.
Did you like how I did that?
That was beautiful,
all right,
man.
We got two more beers.
We got to talk about these.
They're going to be there.
You are killing it.
Well, I would love to say that, but probably not.
I'm telling you.
Tell me a little bit about the last rodeo.
So it's a bottle conditioned.
Ooh,
second
I love
rodeo.
Some Lost 40 bottle conditioned beers.
Hey, but it's a Lost 40 second. Or sorry, got to get close to the mic here, guys. A Lost 40 second rodeo bottle conditioned beer. It's gonna be good, man.
You won some awards for your bottle conditioning, so I'm assuming y'all
we
know
did,
how to do that.
We did with Daydrinker
well.
Back in. God, that was probably.
18, 19?
Yeah.
That was pre the big
COVID
one.
COVID and pre the big one.
Yeah, by awards.
That was
I
COVID
mean,
year. That
I
was
mean,
2020.
That was 2020 when we won that. Well, I mean, you know, it's always going to be the year that you're not standing in front of anyone and
yeah.
anyone's there.
But that the last rodeo is a bottle conditioned second rodeo light beer blended with a mixed culture of Easy Tiger Mexican lager, blood orange and plum, and that rolls in at a 5.4. So that one you can actually, unlike the Nighty Night, you can have more than one.
So obviously that's still in the bottle conditioning.
Yeah.
So I haven't got to taste
it I get
yet,
that.
But I think that's going to be more like, you know, like a wild kind of beer.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be delicious.
Real quick, we have two tickets.
And I'm
to
excited
give
about it's not a
another stout. Yeah.
Stout.
Yeah, that's
I mean, cool. I love stouts, but I can only pick like 7 to taste max cuz if
yeah.
you go over that
it's a long night.
Like, it can
dude,
be
and I'm working, so
did you air quote the working? I'm
he
working.
Did.
No,
but,
I think
but,
I think I shrugged.
We're okay. We're on video, so that
I promise you I'm working.
Air yeah. quote.
No, he is. Hey, real quick, what is the name of the flagship Pilsner that Lost 40 retired from their year-round lineup in 2020? Get you two tickets to the Festival of
two tickets
Darkness.
To the Festival of Darkness.
The rodeo
it was,
of no,
no
return.
That was,
I wish
that,
I had an echo. All right, when we come back, we're going to make it a quick 2.5-3 minutes. And I'll just say this, if somebody just calls in right now at 661-1037 and says, hey, I want to go to Festival of Darkness,
I'll
we'll probably
you
give
two
you two
more
tickets.
I get you two more.
And he may even throw two more in for a couple more friends. So
probably.
You're listening to Tap Time on 1037 The Buzz.
Check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Bring your team. Now open at the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas. Get in the game. Sports, art, culture. From iconic athletes to all too human stories. See how today's artists tap into the power of sports. Experience the drive, passion, and culture surrounding games through the eyes of superstar icons and everyday athletes. Get your tickets today at crystalbridges.org/get in the game.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Looking for a trailer repair? Need a new truck bed? HJ Trailer Sales has you covered. We're also your one-stop shop for Iron Bull, Good Guys, Hillsboro Trailers, and yes, Hart Trailers. We've even got them too. Family owned and operated, we're the most trusted trailer store in the state with tons of financing options to fit your budget. Come see why everyone rolls with HJ Trailer Sales. HJ Trailer Sales, built on trust, driven by quality. Visit hjtrailersales.com or stop by today.
I was hit by a big rig on I-30 and their insurance is giving me the runaround.
Don't delay. Call Jay. If you have any legal questions, call Jay for free 24/7, 501-951-1333. Jay Martin, for all your legal needs. Don't delay. Call Jay.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
We got a lot to go through in this last 2.5 minutes or so. Hey, real quick, Festival of Darkness, the Rodeo of No Return. Man, I wish I had Echo. October 25th at Lost 40 over in the East Village. If you want to find out how to get tickets, just Google Festival of Darkness. That'll put you. But I will say this, they are sold out of VIP, but they do have general admission, and that is 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. One other thing real quick before I turn this over to Chops. Lost 40 wants to thank the real MVPs of the apocalypse. I probably butchered that. Their presenting sponsor, First Horizon Bank, and Beer Garden sponsor, Subaru of Little Rock. So go to Festival of Darkness and support those people supporting the festival. Chops, what do you got, buddy?
Man, just I think we covered just about everything.
Hey, real quick, I just noticed something too.
We didn't talk about the prickly pear.
Yeah, real quick. We talked about festivals and supporting local. You guys are putting this on festival for your anniversary, but you guys, a portion of your proceeds go to a fun favorite local nonprofit, Camp Aldersgate. So yeah. Come out.
And so every year, we don't ever make any money on this festival. Like,
no, it's a good time.
Everything we make is donated to someone.
It's a good
someone
time.
In the state.
So tell me about Prickly Pear. It is a beer you guys have coming out for the festival.
It's another bottle conditioned rodeo. It's just aged on prickly pear and Madagascar vanilla beans.
And you guys are using your fooder, which I love to say.
The fooder.
And for people that don't know that is an open-top fermentation tank that they have back there in the back of Lost 40. And
the wild area.
Fantastic
sour
beers.
We have a clean area.
Once again, if you don't have anything to
that's
do,
that's going to be my favorite. I'll just tell you that right now.
The weekend
that's going to be high on
the
my
weekend
list
before Halloween.
My favorite.
How much are tickets? Do you know?
Why do you ask?
Just Google Festival of Darkness.
Yeah, we keep it as affordable as we can. So I'm sure
dollars.
It's great. It's
well,
a great
Chops,
price.
I got to tell you,
great discounted price. Anybody calls up here right now. First caller, I'll give two tickets to you.
Well, you hear that music?
But yeah, are we?
You want me to give your number and the first person to call you tonight gets two tickets?
No, I'm giving you guys two tickets to give away next week.
That'll work in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we actually have a show before the festival, so we'll give two tickets away. Well, I got to tell you, Chops, thanks for coming in tonight. You did a fantastic job. I know you were worried, didn't have to use the dump button.
I mean, I can get professional, man.
We're good. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Scott. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
And I'll be working for
Soul
and Spirits at the festival.
Like I said, there still are GA tickets available. So get them while they're getting as good. The VIP sold out. You know how we roll. We party. It's
we'll
going to be special again this year. They're bumping it up.